Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being around us and hanging out with us. And especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Leslie Kossoff back on the show. Leslie has been with us now for more than 15 years. How about that? For a great 10-year commitment to you and to me. Leslie is one of the top quality experts on the planet. The last assistant that the great Edwards Deming had in his historic work on quality, and she's the author of Executive Thinking, also the executive field guides, as I remember. I think I'm saying that right, Leslie. Is that right?
Yep.
Executive field guides.
Yes.
And those are all at Kossoff.com. Two S's, two F's. Leslie Kossoff, one of my favorite people on the planet. Welcome back to the show.
It's my pleasure, Jim, and it's mutual.
So, okay, what we love about Leslie, folks, is she helps us with my goal for you and me to become not only CEOs, better CEOs of our businesses, but a little more sophisticated, where we can have a little bit better conversation, a little bit more sophisticated conversation with customers. So if we get a chance to bid on projects, so we can, especially B2B, especially in the area of B2B, where our customers are more likely to be businesses. And Leslie, one of the things that you can't talk about quality if you can't talk about supply chain, can you?
It's absolutely true. And it's a real shift in thinking about the quality process because, you know, even given the conversations that you and I have had over the years, even though we talk about quality from a customer perspective, when you talk about quality and supply chain, now you're talking about a different strategy
mm-hmm.
because you're talking about using your quality initiative to achieve someone else's strategic goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And requirement, because see, I remember in the 90s when I had my consulting company, I had clients who were getting letters from customers, from bigger customers saying, you know, what are you doing about ISO and you know, about ISO 9000
yeah.
and what are you doing about quality? And my guys were coming to me saying, what do I do about this? And I say, well, maybe you don't have to go ISO, but you have to give them some kind of a handshake that lets them know that you're not going to hold them back from a quality standpoint.
That's absolutely true. And over the years, again, you and I have talked about the certification question.
Yeah.
And there is, of course, the certification aspect, but it is not as critical in a lot of cases, particularly for the small business owners, as
mm-hmm.
they are led to believe. It's a really easy way for the supplier certification folks inside of a large corporation that's doing any kind of major contracting to just use as a means of saying, well, you know, yeah, we're interested or we're not interested, when in fact the certification may not be a requirement at the small business supplier level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that you want to check into. But I actually want to come at this from a different perspective because I honestly believe that over the next, starting now, and I think that what we're going to see over the next 10 to 15 years is the kind of supply chain activity at the small business level that we saw during the run-up of all of the aerospace companies that we saw in the 80s and 90s.
Wow.
I think that that's what's coming, and I think that we're going to see it for infrastructure inside of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, frankly, that it's unavoidable, but I also think that because I watch what Warren Buffett does with his Berkshire Hathaway investments,
right.
If you take a look at what he's doing, he's not just looking at what he, you know, investing in what he understands, which is the way he always describes his investments.
Right.
But more importantly, he's going local now. He's going into the real estate markets. He's going into the automotive markets. Of course, it, you know, a couple of years ago, he bought a railway system.
Right.
You know, he is looking at all of the investment categories that open doors internally for internal to this country for small business manufacturers to start taking on contracts like wildfire. And so with that opportunity, I think that what small business owners should start doing is taking a look at their quality processes to start determining for their target major contractors, for the companies that they would really, really want to be working with, what is it that those guys want? What are they looking for?
What is that handshake? If not certification, what does that handshake look like? What do they require from you? What's the so? Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more about this with Leslie Kossoff after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.